Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to the action in Clonmel this afternoon. A good card of jumping to look forward to as well. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good. A good card in Clonmel to look forward to today.
Very good, yeah. Grade 2 and a Grade 3. It's not to be sniffed at in midweek, is it?
No.
You don't normally get treated to such luxuries. They're all tricky. They're quite tricky, aren't they? Because, I mean, we've got several in that 225 making their seasonal reappearances, which adds a little bit of confusion into the piece. Obviously, RV Legionnaire and Mikhail Dagenau from the Mullins camp making their seasonal reappearances up against horses who've already had the experience of running through the summer jumping campaign. So, quite a trappy old race, that.
Yeah, that is the problem at the moment, isn't it? When you're getting the good horses coming back out without a run, and there's those that have been on the go for maybe a month or a few weeks, and that's a tricky thing to weigh up, I suppose, at the moment, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. Do you go with the fitness, or do you go with the best fresh angle?
Well, we'll find out what you go with later on, Andy. Let's get underway with the action, though. It's going to be yielding to soft on the hurdle and bumper course, and good to yielding on the chase course. And the first race is a hurdle. It's at 12:55. We start with an EBF maiden hurdle, and it's over 2.5 miles, and a bit of a shorty at the top of the betting this morning in Unique de Bercy, who's 11-10, was even money, but he's on the drift slightly out to 11-10. Andy, what do you make of the favourite?
Yeah, he looked a nice horse, didn't he, when he won at Tipperary? Stamina looks to be very much his key suit, being a 3 mile point-to-point winner on heavy ground. And he got the job done in pretty tenacious fashion in the end. Got the better of Ashford Wood in a bit of a driving finish. They were well clear. I think it was difficult to look impressive that day because the ground was so bad. He rather slugged it out rather than actually showing a decent turn of pace. Doesn't mean to say, of course, that he can't handle slightly quicker ground, which he's going to encounter this afternoon, yielding to soft, of course, at Clonmel with one or two showers forecast. So either way, he's going to handle the ground. And, from the Mullins camp, all his horses have to be feared, and 11-10 is probably about the right price. The two that locked horns down in the stall are an interesting couple of horses, the Job Is Right and Leave the Light On. I actually fancied Leave the Light On last time out off the back of that run down in the stall, because I felt as though he might have won that race with a better jump at the last. He jumped into the back of a horse that was tiring at the last, and had he not met for that interference, I think he might have got the better of the eventual winner, Maria, who's subsequently gone on to win a handicap hurdle next time out. And the Job Is Right has run reasonably well in a couple of starts subsequently at Punchestown respectively. I think he might just turn the form around with the Job Is Right, and because he's 8-1, I think he's rather been overlooked here because of that. And Ewing Dawes always got a good record at tracks like this, Clonmel and Thurles, etc. So around about 7 or 8-1, I think I'll probably go Leave the Light On each way.
Okay, Leave the Light On each way. A little bit of support for that this morning as well. 15-2 into 13-2 at the time of recording. So
a little bit of a nibble.
Yep.
Bit of a piranha.
Somebody's agreeing with you, Andy. And on to the second race we go then. This is the 125. And this is a Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Hurdle. It's over the extended 2 miles. And Famous Ballerina is the market leader this morning at 3-1. She's been in good form as well. She hit the crossbar at Tremor and then at Clonmel on a penultimate start, and then went one better when winning at Thurles last time, and she's on the up, isn't she, Andy? Do you think she can follow up despite the penalty?
Yeah, I rather foolishly opposed her last week, not because I didn't like the horse. I just felt there was a better candidate in the race. Unfortunately, my selection in that race ran an absolute stinker for one reason or another. Stone quite got to the bottom of that, by the way. But Famous Ballerina really took advantage, and I thought she did it quite well. She is a bit of a trappy, funny mare in the sense that she kind of like looks as though she's trying to bail out of winning. She kind of wandered around when she come to the last hurdle last time at Thurles, and I thought, oh God, what's she doing? But actually, once she met the hill, she strode up the hill quite nicely. The fact that she's already had a good run around this track as well is obviously going to stand her in good stead. That's when she was just battled out of it in the closing stages by Hard Bought, who was well backed to get the job done on the day. And I think that, you know, her overall form and her overall profile suggests she's still maintaining a form. Either way, whichever happens here, I think Famous Ballerina is sure to give you a good run for your money. She's not quite an each way price, I suppose. She is the maggots like me, it's 3-1, but for those of you out there that like to at least get your money back, then obviously that price is a little bit skinny. Looking at one or two others, so Go Paddy Go obviously comes into the race in good nick. That horse is second down in Limerick as little as a Sunday. That was its career best effort. Comes out quite well on the speed figures. And also a CNCL Orr as well. Shane Donoghue's 8-year-old ran quite well last time out in a race, which contained one or two informed performers, most notably Miss McVeal, who I think rattled off a quick hat-trick by winning that race, if my memory's not mistaken. So those are the main three to concentrate on. Obviously, I'm going to stick with Miss Famous Ballerina. She's got track form. She's a winner last time out. And until she gets beat, I want to stay with her.
Okay, Famous Ballerina then in the 125. On to the 155 we go next. This is race 3 on the card, and this is the Clonmel Oil Service Station Handicap Hurdle. It's over 3 miles and competitive this, and in the favourite this morning is Questions Answered, who's at 9-4. Sarabad is also quite prominent in the betting at 100-30, and that's been supported from 4-1. It's then 6-1 for Catch Me and 9-1 or bigger prices the rest. How do you see the 155 going?
Yeah, this is a nice little race. There's no denying that Questions Answered comes in here in fantastic nick, having won on Sunday in Limerick, track where he's gone well before. He's obviously teed up to win that race, having gone well the time before in the chase, when he was quite well fancied as well. He was very well handicapped off his old chase mark in that turtle race, and as I said, he got the job done. 3 miles he's never won over, but to all intents and purposes he should get the trip, because he runs over 3 miles quite often over fences. The notable thing about that race is how well he travelled in that race at Limerick on Sunday. He tanked his way through the race. He almost went too well, to be perfectly honest. And it was testament to the horse's well-being at the moment that he managed to fend off one or two challenges late on. Again, I think he's probably priced up accordingly here at 9-4. Bit of money for Sarabad this morning, who shaped as though he'd be better for the run first time out in Nace, behind an informed runner called Court and Catcher. Back in the field was Vic's Canvas. I do think Vic's Canvas has got a good chance here of outrunning its odds, and it's going to be my selection here, because this horse comes out really well on last year's speed figures, and no great surprise the fact that he needed the run first time out. He did last year, but once he got that run under his belt, Dermot McLaughlin's 10-year-old ran a series of good races and good strongly run contests, and rounded off his season with an excellent fourth at the Punchestown Festival behind the Paparazzi Kid in one of the strongest run handicaps I've got of last season. And I think if he can run anywhere near that level, no suggesting he won't, I think he could go well here. Certainly I'll be more in line with trying to find a horse that I think is probably overpriced here, rather than going down the obvious route down the front end. And I think Vic's Canvas definitely fits that bill. So at 12-1 this morning with William Hill, let's have a go on Vic's Canvas to bounce back to the form that he showed last year.
Okay, Rick's Canvas then in the 155. On to the big race of the day then, the 225, which is the Clonmel Oil Chase, which is a Grade 2 contest over 2.5 miles. And like you mentioned at the top of the piece, Andy, it's a case of whether Arvika Legionnaire is going to be fit enough to go after a 203-day absence. The market suggests that he probably will be at 10 to 11 this morning. But then you've got the likes of Ruby Light and Texas Jack in there with fitness on their side. Tona Dudery as well. A tricky race, as you mentioned, Andy. How would you play the 225?
Yeah, I don't really like these conditions races, I must admit. I never seem to get them right. I always tend to look for value, and I often come unstuck here, as I probably will. I mean, RV Collegionaire, he's a multiple Grade 1 winner, won 3 Grade 1s last season, rounded off his season in winning the best novice chase I thought that was run all year, to be fair, at the Punchestown Festival on heavy ground, and he demolished a really good field in superlative fashion. They went a good gallop, and the speed figure was very good, and I think he won, well, more than the official margin suggests, better than the official margin suggests. He goes well fresh. He won first time out last year at Punchestown as well. So everything's in his favour here. Ground's not too bad either. Yielding, good to yielding in places. You know, it's not going to pull his guts out of the ground over 2.5 miles. Yeah, but he's going to have every chance here. I mean, Ruby Light's going to go off in front and set the race up for him, you'd imagine. Ruby Light often bombs along in front, as we know. And of course, if Ruby Light doesn't get to the front, then Stabber companion Mikhail Dagenet might hold his hands up and take that role. He's certainly no back number anyway, Mikhail Dagenet, and he had one or two unlucky episodes last season. I think he's much better than what he showed over fences. he had several that were in his pocket and he'd rather chuck them away through one thing or another. So I don't think we should totally discount him, nor should we discount either the two that ran in that race down in Damrall the other day, which was won by yet another Paul Nicholls trained horse. That was a race, they would start calling that race the Paul Nicholls Benefit Fund, I think. Rolling Aces supplied Paul Nicholls with his seventh consecutive winner in that chase, and Tony Duda is once again ran another blinder. Don't forget, Tony Duda is beat Roy DeMee and First Lieutenant on his previous start at Punchestown on good ground. So at the prices, if you gave me a bet and said, look, Andy's a free tenner, what are you going to put it on? Just because I still think he's overlooked and underestimated in the market, I'd have to stick with Tony Duda. Is I think 7-1's an insult. He's obviously fit, well, and you know, even if he doesn't win, I'm sure that he's going to be there or thereabouts, because you know, he's just in great nick at the moment. RV Collision there, clearly the one to beat, but Tony Duda is, will do for me at the prices.
Okay, on to the 2.55 next. This is race 5 on the card, and this is the T.A. Morris Memorial Mares Chase, a grade 3 over 2.5 miles, and we've got joint favourites this morning. Last year's third place runner, Avondu Lady, is 3-1 with Back In There, who comes here in good form, having won 4 of her last 7 starts. Those two are the two at the top of the betting, Andy. How do you see the 2.55?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I'd be betting the race. You've got Back In There, who is 2-for-2 at the track, who showed good dogged resolution to beat Back In A Tick, who looked like beating her here last time out over the course and distance. So obviously ticks that box as well. Course and distance form, of course, is always important in these kind of races. And she clearly is in the form of her life. I think 3-1's about right. But I also agree with the market this morning in suggesting that Avondu Lady is going to be the one to beat here. Third in the race last year, as you quite rightly pointed out, behind Tala, who would be a cut above this field. I actually think this is a weaker renewal than last year's race, by the way. There's no Tala in this race this year, and she's a genuine grade 2 horse on her day. So this gives David Fenton's 8-year-old mare a good chance to actually go two places better. She's also won here at the track. She managed to win on her very next start as well, which is also encouraging. And she runs series after series of good races last season at the Fairy House Festival over Easter. She managed to finish second to Nadia de la Vega, of course, a very classy mare. Then she was third in a real war of attrition behind Madame Bovary. That race was brutal that day. She probably needed a run first time out behind Fantastic Gold, who'd been on the go throughout the summer jumping campaign down in Thurles the other day, and that trip would probably be a bit too short for her nowadays as well. So she comes back to the scene of her best races. She's probably the classiest mare in this race off a mark of 133. And I thought she should just about be favourite on the balance of her form. So I think Hills have done the right thing this morning in trying to avoid a potential rush to the counter here with Avondu Lady at 3-1.
OK, on to the penultimate racing. This is the 3.25. It's a handicap chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. And the ones that are prominent in the betting, the likes of Quartetto, Beckwith Star, She's Got Grit, they all make their seasonal reappearance as well. So I suppose there's that question mark with fitness again. Andy, a fine young man who was also in there, ran 19 days ago, so he should be fitter than some of the others. But how do you see a tricky 3.25 going, Andy?
Yeah, this one is tricky. I'd probably look for a bit of value in this race and go down, right down to the foot of the weights and have a look at Pure Style, trained by Edward O'Grady, a mare by Turgeon, who has only won a couple of races in its career, only one in Ireland, but on her day she's quite useful, and I thought she ran quite well last time out in a race which I'm looking to get on the right side of. It's won by Keep On Track from the end of Bulger Cam, but that race actually comes out well on my figures. That race is only a couple of seconds behind a graded race on that same card over the same course and distance. I thought Pure Star ran with a good deal of credit as well, keeping on quite nicely into fifth. At least the horse has had a run, it's fit, goes on the ground, goes really well right-handed. And Paddy Mangan, of course, gets down to ride this horse off quite a low weight. So it's just purely a price play. Like you say, a lot of the front end of the market haven't had a run this season, so it's difficult to weigh them up and to quantify them properly without knowing how fit they are. So I'll go with Pure Style out of what I think is quite a decent race down in Punchestown.
OK, and the final race at Clonmel this afternoon is the 3.55. We finish with a National Hunt flat race over 2 miles and half a furlong, so a 2 mile bumper to finish with, Andy. And Tom's article has been nibbled a little bit at the top of the betting this morning. 11-4 into 5-2 for the unraced Gordon Elliott runner Nina Carberry in the saddle as well, which is always interesting in the bumpers. Do you think it'll be something like that, or would you be signing one that's already run?
Yeah, I mean, after respect to money for Tom's article from the Elliott camp, with Nina Carberry booked, of course. Gordon doesn't go out of his way to book a decent pile unless he fancies one. So that's obviously got to be significant in some way. But I'll stick with Flaming Dawn, another Edward O'Grady horse I'm selecting this afternoon. Favior by Flemingsforth, and made a good rules debut in a bumper at Punchestown on the 17th of October. Finishing second to Osborne Neck or Nothing, who did well to win on the day, to be honest. It come from a long, long way back. It looked like Flaming Dawn was going to win that race, particularly as it got the better of the favourite and the well-fancied Outlaw Tunes. But once it got on top of that horse, it was plain sailing. But along came this Neck or Nothing and mowed the two of them right down, much to the despair of the punters. And hopefully there's a good chance with that run under its belt that it's got a good opportunity here to go one place better. Danny Mullins rides as well. I do like that lad as well. I think he's a useful conditional. And that obviously helps in the scheme of things here. So fitness on its side, a ground in its favour. Flaming Dawn looks a fair price, round about 3-1 in the last.
Okay, as always then, Andy, let's have a quick summary of your selections before you go.
Okay, interesting card today at Clonmel. We'll start by selecting an each-way horse in the first. Leave the Light on for Ewan Doyle, round about 7-1. That looks fair price in the opener. I'll stick with the informed mare, Famous Ballerina, in the 125. She looked good last week when she won in Thurles. 155, I thought Vic Canvas needed the run badly first time out, as he did last year in that race at Nace, and hopefully he'll come on for that and run a lot better in that 155. 12-1 looks a fair each way for him. Arvika Legionnaire, clearly the one to beat in the Clonmel Chase today for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh, but Tona Duda is, I don't think, should be totally dismissed out of hand here. At 7-1, he looks a fair price. 255, my nap of the day would be Avondu Lady, third in the race last year to Tala, and a good fourth on seasonal reappearance. Ticks quite a few boxes in that mare's Grade 3 race. 325, Trapiole race, I'll go with the bottom weight here, Pure Style. And in the final race, I'll go with Final Dawn. Flaming Dawn.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Should be good in Clonmel this afternoon. So good luck with those selections and enjoy the action.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.